Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1007, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started to talk about last year. If one has fruits in front of them, and it's all the same bracha, all ha'etz, because again, we said you could have melons, you could have different type of things, which might be ha'adama, but they're all ha'etz. Of course, we're talking about kadim and brachas, what bracha comes first. And the question was, what bracha comes first? And we explained, we don't mean what bracha comes first, because if I have, let's say, in front of me a grape, an orange, and an apple, you're going to make a one bar pri ho'etz, and that will cover everything. Because the question is, what do you make the bar pri ho'etz on? So we started out the Mechaber, and now we're simin reishiyot aleph. We start out the Mechaber sif aleph, that says like this: Ha'ilafana mina peres harbe. You have various different fruits in front of you. Imbechay same shavus. If the brachas are all the same, biyesh benem imin shiva, and you have amongst them from the shivas aminim, which we explain what that is. We'll just go through it again real quickly. Makdim min shivi, you're going to start out with the min shivi. You're going to make the bracha on that item, that fruit that is from the shivas aminim. And we said there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Eretz chito sa'ira, v'gefen te'enev rimon, Eretz zeis shemen u'devash. So those are various different fruits, which we'll see what they are as we go down the line in the pasuk in the Torah. And those fruits, okay, so now those fruits actually come first when you're making a bracha on anything else. Okay, now just real quickly to go through the pasuk, from the Shivas Aminim, so because we have to know what these things are and how it's going to work. Now, and then we'll see, because sometimes you might have two items, two fruits in front of you from this pasuk. In other words, which bracha do you make first? So we see again. So now, if you have a fruit from the shivas aminim from this pasuk, and you have other fruits, so the bracha, the bar pri ho'etz, you're going to make first on the fruit that is from the shivas aminim. For example, a grape, for example, a fig, right? For these type of things which are in the pasuk. Now, just to go through the pasuk real quickly, the pasuk starts out and says, the Mishabura brings it down, and Sif Katan Gimel, Eretz. The pasuk starts out with Eretz, the land, right? So then you have the land of, you have two times in the pasuk the word Eretz. That's very important to keep in mind. We're going to see two times in the pasuk starts out and says the word Eretz, land. And then in the middle of the pasuk, we're going to see also is the word Eretz, land again. And it's going to have a very, it's going to have great importance actually when two items that are in front of you and they're both from the Shivas Aminim, which one do I make first, right? Let's say I'm eating a pomegranate and a fig. Or I'm eating a grape and a whatever and an olive. Like so what do I make first? So we're going to see the closer the word is to the word Eretz in the pasuk, the higher level it is, and you have two times Eretz. So both times they come into play. But we'll see how that comes into play. I don't want to mix things up. Right now, let's just see the pasuk itself says. So you have Eretz, you have Chita. It's the land of wheat, right? Chita, then you have Sa'ira, you have barley, the land of wheat and barley. Now, those, of course, are not fruits, but we're going to see, obviously, that it has to do with the flour and when one makes bread, or cookies or cake or whatever the case might be. That's how that works. It's not a question of just wheat or barley. Obviously, it's not a fruit. Then it goes on to say, the pasuk goes on to say for Geffen, and then you have the Geffen is going to be grapes, right? You have grapes, and then you have the fig. You have tehena. Tehena is the fig, right? And verimine, and then you have the pomegranate. Now, these are all in order also. In other words, the grape would come before the fig, and the fig would come before the pomegranate. And it goes without saying, the grape would come before the pomegranate also. So if somebody's sitting down, I'm just throwing this out there real quickly, but we're going to talk about it. Somebody's sitting down to eat grapes, let's say, and pomegranates. So what bracha should I make? They're both shivas aminim, right? We just said you have gefen and you have rimon. So you have pomegranates and you have grapes. So you make the bracha first on the grapes because you have the gefen, with te'ena then is the figs, and then the pomegranate is last in the pasuk on the first part, and then you have rimon. Okay, then the pasuk ends off. The pasuk ends off, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udevash, which is the Mishbar explains that Zeis Shemen is really going, that's something else actually, it's really going on the land of oil, it's really talking about oil, it's not talking about Zayis, because we had the word Zayis Olive, you had the word Zayis already, then because you have Shemen Udevash, so that is Zayis Shemen actually, oil, olive oil, Okay, the land of olive oil and so on, and honey and so on. But then you have Zayas is separate, olive is separate. Shemen Devash is talking about not a fruit per se, but the actual oil or honey. Actually, it's actually honey. Zayas, Shemen, Udevash. Okay, so because you have Zayas, and then you have Shemen, Udevash, Shemen Udevash. Zayas, Shemen goes together. And Devash is separate. Okay, so let me just read this again because it's getting a little bit complicated. So again, you have the word all the way at the end. You have Eretz, you have the word land, and then you have Zeis Shemen Udevash. Okay, so the words really mean olive oil. The Zeis Shemen will go together. That's olive oil, but it's going on olives also. We're going to see a person, let's say, eats plain olives. The words oil, olive oil, denote a single article of oil, of olive, okay, of olive. That produces olive oil, but it goes in an olive also. And then you have the word devash. Honey refers to, that's really honey from dates, from which honey is made. So be it as it may, in other words, the word devash, honey, is not actually a fruit. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Gimel, Zayas Shemen, Hu Davar Echad, Zayas Sha'isa Shemen. These are olives that make shemen, right? That make the oil. But it's going on in olive. Somebody eats olive oil also. Devash, hainu tamarim, this devash. So what does it mean by devash? Then the word says honey. The pasuk ends off with honey. Obviously, that's not a fruit. So that's plain and simple. Devash, hainu tamarim, this is honey. This refers to the dates, the honey from the dates. Sha'isa mehem devash, that you get this honey. Okay, but be it as it may, the bottom line is these are the various different fruits. We'll go through it really real quick again. The fruits that are found in the pasuk. If somebody eats, so the wheat and the barley we'll put on the side for now. But the you have number one, you have grapes, you have figs. You have pomegranates, and then you have olives, right? The honey pot we're not going to get into right now. But Lamaisa, that those are the chita sa'ir is separate, right? And then you have at the end the devash. So you have in the middle gefen, te'ena, rimon, and zayas. So those fruits, if somebody has in front of them, and they have something else, so they would, and that's not part of the shivas aminim, that's not in this pasuk, so then they would make a bracha on one of these fruits that we just mentioned in the pasuk first, and it would cover the other fruits in front of them, or if they plan on eating them, let's say they're still in the fridge, they would have them in mind, and it should be covered with this bracha that you're going to make on one of these fruits that we just mentioned from the Shivas Haminim. So again, just real quickly, like the Mishnah Berurah says, it's if cotton bays, anovim in the tapuchim a person has, for example, in front of them grapes and apples, or they might have in front of them pomegranates and apples, or figs and apples, all those fruits would come before the apple. They would make the bracha on one of those fruits I just mentioned and have the apple in mind. And the same thing will go if there's an orange. They would have the orange in mind and down the road. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.